This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December the 18th, 2008. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next up, election of officers. Tradition is that this gets done at the last open meeting to be elect the officers for the following year. So we're doing this now. Before we do this, I'd want to just say a few words as the outgoing chair. I want to thank all my fellow commissioners, first of all, because it was not easy walking in to the building after it had essentially been in many ways shut down. Things kept moving on certain fronts, but for many things didn't. Particularly having several commissioners that I've known for quite some time in various capacities. I've known Commissioner Weintraub really only in her capacity as a commissioner, but that's been several years, at least as one can know a counsel who appears before the commission. I got to know the vice chair rather quickly. I had never met Commissioner Bowerly before until our confirmation hearing. But I've known Commissioners Peterson and Caroline Hunter for years, and it was good to have familiar faces to help me through taking over an agency that didn't have a staff director, didn't have a deputy staff director, had many openings, many places, and to walk in and have an agency sort of look to you and say, okay, what do we do now? And me say, I let me find out. We made it through. I also want to thank the general counsel, Tommy Duncan, because really from day one, she called me even before I was here to say hi, and has been very helpful in getting not only me, but the new gang up to speed and things moving. And I really appreciate the help of you and your entire office. I also want to thank Joe Stoltz, who we called Joe in at one point and said, we have some good news and some bad news. The good news is we need an acting staff director. The bad news is we'd like it to be you. Joe is getting married about a week after that, the honeymoon and that sort of thing, but still stepped up and took on a tremendous load to try to get the place moving again. And I think the whole commission certainly will echo this, but we really appreciate Joe you stepping up and serving as acting staff director at a time when we were all drinking from fire hose in so many ways. Without everyone involved, nothing would have gotten done, but I think we have gotten quite a bit done. Bundling rule, I mentioned that at the first meeting, and now here it is the last meeting, and that's a rule has been passed. I also mentioned moving advisory opinions through quicker. We've had every election sensitive AO got done before the election. Some took a little bit longer to work out a couple details here and there, but I think folks can say that we did move some things along, particularly those that were necessary for people to get guidance. It was tough because by the time August rolled around, it was too late, and many thought to ask for AOs, but some people still did, and we moved those along. And so we have moved things along. A lot goes on here behind closed doors, and there are quite a few things that have been resolved. There's still things to go, but without getting into specifics, we actually had a substantive vote at some form or other on everything long before Thanksgiving, and actually we're circulating current matters before that. And I don't want to get into specifics on that because of what's enforcement versus what's not and all that. But for those on the outside wondering what we're doing all day, we're doing a lot all day, and I think eventually the results of that work will become apparent. But the nature of this agency is that we do quite a bit of work before it reaches the outside world, so to speak. But again, with all that, it took a lot of patience and a lot of effort. For some commissioners, particularly Commissioner Weintraub and the vice chair, number of cases that were already ongoing and they had to essentially relive numerous discussions on points that may have already been had by prior commissioners, but Well, having not been here, I didn't know that. So we've had many discussions on points that they've had time and time again already, and I appreciate their patience on that. And without dragging this on anymore, let's move on to the next item, which is the election of officers. I think we have some folks who want to also make some comments. But on behalf of me and my staff, I want to thank everyone for helping me get through what was not an easy time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also would like to take personal privilege to publicly thank Chairman McGann for the tremendous effort that he put in over the course of these last 6 months. From most chairmen throughout the history of this agency, they probably had an opportunity to kind of ease themselves into the role to liken it to a kid learning how to ride a bike. They had a chance to have some training wheels on and drive around the driveway for a little bit. But in Don's case, the training wheels were off, and he was thrust out into freeway traffic right from the outset. And I commend him on the way he was able to navigate through that. I mean, as he mentioned, it was a unique circumstance in which the commission reconstituted itself after having been without a quorum for 6 months, and then having four brand new commissioners installed at the same time. The a 6 month backlog of enforcement actions, a number of advisory opinion requests, and many and rulemakings in the queue, and all of this in the course of an election year where record-breaking amounts of money were being raised. And he was then tasked with having to be the chairman and installed in that position immediately from the time he stepped in the building. And so I just want to thank him for what he's done. I've been able to see up close just how hard he's worked, and no one gets into the weeds more than he does. The work ethic that he's demonstrated has really been impressive to me, and sometimes astonishing to me from the moment I've stepped into this building. He's always led with wit, with erudition, and always with a flair, and I've always appreciated that. And I certainly appreciate the friendship that he's extended to me while I've been here at the commission. And so I just want to publicly commend him on a job well done, and thank him for the tremendous work that he's performed since assuming the chairmanship earlier this year.
Shucks. Thank you. Commissioner Hunter.
Mr. Chair, I want to echo everything Commissioner Peterson said. Chairman McGann has been an excellent chairman under very difficult circumstances. And I don't think anybody else would have been able to do what he's done. And it's been in large measure because of his deep knowledge, not only of the law, but of his experience from the past of dealing with the FEC. And that's something that I have never done before. So his experience with dealing with the FEC staff and Joe and others, he was able to tell us about those experiences, and it helped inform a lot of my decisions in enforcement matters and other areas. So I really appreciate his diligence and his willingness to work with all of us. He got a lot done in a short period of time, and the one good thing about his not being chairman next year is now he'll be able to focus more on some of the things that we would look forward to his focus on, like coordination regulations and a few other things that he'll be able to do when he was sort of tied up with administrative issues that I know he probably won't miss. But thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Okay, do we have a motion? Commissioner Peterson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I intend to make a motion in a moment to nominate Vice Chairman Walther to be the next chairman of the FEC. But first of all, just want to make a few comments. Vice Chairman Walther is living proof that F. Scott Fitzgerald was wrong when he said there are no second acts in American lives. He was a commissioner here in 2006 and 2007, and then was no longer here, beginning at when the lights went out at the end of 2007, but waited patiently for his opportunity to have that second act. And then when all of us were installed during the summer of this past year, his second act began. And I know personally I'm grateful that was the case. He's been a great friend since I've been here at the agency. Vice Chairman Walther received his undergraduate degree from the University of Notre Dame and his law degree from Bolt Hall at Cal Berkeley. Yeah, two fighting Irish right here on the dais. He's had an enormously distinguished legal career. He's founded his own law firm, and when you look through his biography and see just how many different capacities in the American Bar Association, regional bar associations, and on the issues dealing with international law and human rights, it's truly astonishing the number of capacities he's served in. But perhaps most importantly, he's a fellow man of the West, hailing from the great state of Nevada, the neighboring state to my home state of Utah. So it's great to have a fellow Westerner. And so it is with great pleasure that I formally move to nominate Vice Chairman Stephen T. Walther to be the next Chairman of the Federal Election Commission for the upcoming year of 2009.
Thanks. I held off mentioning the Vice Chair in my thank yous because I wanted to wait for him to be moved to be Chair, but I think he's going to be an excellent Chair. I want to thank him personally for even though it's not as if he had a choice in the matter of being Vice Chair, but being my Vice Chair, it's made life exponentially easier. To run this place and to have a someone who in a lot of ways comes from a similar background. Steve ran his own law firm, private practitioner for years, we went to the same college. We're not there at the same time, obviously.
Why is it so obvious?
did you hear something? I thought I heard something.
Because his hair is longer than yours.
That's right. That's right.
Well, in the 60s, it was long, and not mine, but a lot of people.
Of course not. But mine is now, and I'm the Republican, right? So have times have changed. Because it's change you can believe in. Thumbs up from Commissioner Weintraub on the change you can believe in. But I want to personally thank Steve for being vice chair, and also want to thank Steve's staff, particularly Brad Deutsch. And Tom Anderson and Stacey Shin, but particularly Brad. Brad was in the Office of General Counsel for a long, long time and has now worked for Steve and has been an invaluable resource institutionally, and sometimes in a way that it put me back on the track when I have a certain tendency maybe to veer a certain way. And Brad early on figured out a way to keep the train moving in a way, and I want to thank Brad for that. I of course don't think Ivy. I think everyone else just is on the wrong road. It's all a matter of perspective. But thank you very much, and I certainly am going to support you for chair, and I hope you whip the vote because I don't want this to deadlock. Because we want to make sure we get this done, because that would be awkward if we didn't.
That's good for us.
Any more discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstained.
Okay. We'll say it passed 6-0, just for the sake of argument, even though you didn't want to vote for yourself, because second grade student body president, you weren't allowed to vote for yourself in school or something.
That's true.
We had that rule.
In New Jersey.
In New Jersey, yeah, right. I'm not a man of the West in any way, shape, or form. We have another motion, the Vice Chair. Commissioner Bowerly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will, in a moment, nominate my colleague, Mr. Peterson, to be Vice Chair of this agency, and I'm very pleased to do so. I had the pleasure of working with Commissioner Peterson in our previous work at the Senate and over the last several months on a variety of administrative and substantive matters here at the Commission. And it's just a delight to work with him, and I'm pleased that he will be serving as our vice chair next year. From 2005 until his appointment to the commission, Commissioner Peterson served as Republican Chief Counsel to the United States Committee on Rules and Administration, providing counsel to the ranking member on campaign finance and election administration laws. No one would accuse the Senate of having simple rules of procedure, particularly on the floor, and Commissioner Peterson's experience navigating those rules has already paid dividends as we frequently look to him during our meetings to make long and sometimes complicated motions for us. Prior to serving in the Senate, Commissioner Peterson served in the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on House Administration, and during his tenure there, he was extensively involved in crafting HAVA, the Help America Vote Act of 2002. I also worked on that conference committee in very late hours and long days completing that package. And prior to that, from 1999 to 2002, Commissioner Peterson specialized in election and campaign finance law at the law firm of Wiley Ryan here in Washington, D.C. He received his J.D. from the University of Virginia Law School, where he was a member of the Virginia Law Review, and graduated magna cum laude from Brigham Young. And I note that his degree was in philosophy, which no doubt he brings to bear as we discuss the many lofty issues of campaign finance law, such as what is the true meaning of campaign finance, and if a contribution is made in the forest, is it reportable? So I
would say no.
I'm shocked. So I am pleased to nominate my colleague, Commissioner Peterson, and look forward to serving with him at least until one of his children acquires that professional sports contract, which I think is soon. I so move, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Just want to say I've known Matt for years. I think I met him first when he was at Wiley Ryan, probably in one of these many meetings that we have after the election on recounts or whatnot, and then we got to know him more when he went over to House Admin. The fact that he says many nice things about me, having known me probably close to 10 years, is very kind, because he's probably seen me at my best and also at my worst. So I appreciate. And I think his help in getting me through it, I think he's going to make an excellent vice chair, particularly having navigated the fickle waters of Capitol Hill in both chambers. As Commissioner Marley noted, someone who thinks procedurally is always an asset to any place that has to worry about procedure. And I think Matt is well suited to help us get through next year. With that, we have a motion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Final item, management. Yes.
Can I say a word?
Sure.
I just want to thank the commission for their vote. And, you know, I thought I might have to campaign for it. And I don't know how much money I'd have to lay out, but in any event. Thank you very much. I'm very proud to be elected, and I will make it short. And it's another time to talk about it, but it's a great honor to be elected to this position, and I want to first start with saying I believe in this agency. I believe in the work that it does. From day one, when I was the first commissioner some time ago, notwithstanding my unfortunate interlude, I found wonderful staff here who are loyal and hardworking, and people that have been here with a tremendous amount of institutional memory, Joe being one of the foremost, of course, but and people staying here for years because they love the agency and the work, and it's really a privilege to be able to be chair of an agency with staff like this and doing the work it does. I also want to say it's going to be a pleasure to work with the commissioners here. I mean, we've been when I walked in the door first, I didn't know most of the commissioners the first time, and I walked in the door the second time, I still didn't know most of the commissioners. So I'm getting my second shot at that, and it's been a wonderful experience so far. And everyone here has really done a lot to try and get through some tough decisions, and we've had some tough ones right off the bat before we ever had a really working relationship. And we've been able to accomplish that with a great deal of civility and good hard work and a good feeling with the job we were able to accomplish. So I know we'll be able to do that next year, and I need it and look forward to it. Regarding the chairman, my old colleague from Notre Dame, okay, so he's figures after me. But I first met him very briefly, I guess, when he was being considered, when I was first being considered, and he was needed elsewhere, and now he's back. But there's never been a time in this history when, first of all, there's been a six-month dormancy, which put us in total paralysis and resulted in a terrific backlog in one of the most important election year we've had. and a time previously to this, except for possibly inception of the commission, where there's been five people appointed to the commission, just like that, four of whom were brand new. And we had the benefit of a Commissioner Weintraub, who we needed very much, I think, for how to get the job done. And then to walk in the first day of being sworn in and to be the chairman under those circumstances with the responsibilities we had going forward for the balance of the year, that's also was unprecedented. And in addition, of course, like most people who are suddenly thrust into positions of responsibility, there's a lot of advice that's given, not all of which is uniform. And you have to try and figure out what the priorities are and who to listen to and who to also listen to, but to try and figure out really what kind of path to take and how to herd these cats through the system. And I really want to congratulate him on the job that was done. We've got bundling done. We did our AOs on time. We had some difficult decisions to make along the way on backlogs that were took a lot of time. We examined some new areas of the law, which resulted in a lot of debate over how everybody felt about them going forward, which were necessary, sometimes painstaking. And but yet, I want to thank the chairman who led us through a lot of that through their own views. And so I just want to congratulate you for a job very well done, and also thank you for collegiality all the way through. And I know we all really appreciate that. I look forward to working with Matt. He'll be a great vice chairman, and it's just going to be. I'm looking forward to it. The agenda is very ambitious, just because we have so much left to do, and we still have some important rulemaking on our E&J. For bundling, or E&J for travel, our coordination rules, just to say a few, along with a number of other things. We have the most, I think, broad-ranging hearing coming up that we've had on how to improve the way we do business in January. The one that was held last, and maybe the only one to my knowledge before that, was the one in 2003 that Commissioner Weintraub chaired. So here we are taking a good hard look at how we're going to do business, and hopefully we'll have some suggestions coming out of that will cause us to rethink that, and that'll take some time and a lot of effort too out of the usual course of business. So with that, thank you very much, and appreciate the time.
Appreciate the kind words. I also want to really give a lot of credit to Jill Moshak, who's on my staff, who was here when I got here, and really has helped make the trains run on time. And without her, it really would. We'd still be at the first meeting, I think, and I'd still be up here wondering what to do next. And she's been helpful, I think, to everyone to move things along. And it's not easy. And sometimes you have to push people a certain way, and sometimes you have to not push and let them get there on their own. And Jill's been very good at doing that. So Jill, thank you very much. With that, do we have any? Yes.
One more point of personal privilege.
Okay, sure.
Sorry, I know people are tired of all this yakking, but
we got bundling now. We don't know what to do with ourselves.
I know. Going. Well, there is that E&J to look at, but as the only person at the table who actually has been here all year, I didn't want the year to end without thanking all the staff of the agency. I mean, we see at the table Joe and Tommy and Rosie a lot, but there's an awful lot of other people who work very hard, who hung in there during this first half of the year when we actually did keep the lights on. There wasn't a lot going on at this table, but throughout the building there was a lot of work that went on. It's been noted that this was a unbelievable year for fundraising, breaking all the records. And at the same time, our public disclosure staff, led by Patricia Young, our IT staff, led by Alec Palmer, took all of that phenomenal information, that phenomenal amount of information, and turned it around and got it up on the public record where everybody could have access to it. And we all know that because we kept reading about it in the newspapers all the time, and we read all the analysis, but all the information starts here and wouldn't go anywhere without the hard work of the people in this building. I remember in September we got one report that had disclosed $150 million worth of activities in a single month, and we had it up on the web within, I think, about 12 hours, which I know when we have international visitors come through here, they when I said that to somebody, to a group recently, their jaws just dropped. They couldn't believe that we could do that kind of turnaround. I want to thank Greg Scott and his staff in the info division for, again, in the first half of the year when commissioners couldn't give advisory opinions and you know, people were really hamstrung if they wanted to know what the law was. Those guys were working hard to try and provide information to people, helping people comply with the law. In, again, this phenomenal fundraising year, our analysts, our RAD analysts, John Gibson and Pat Carmona and their staff work really, really hard this year. I know they had to put in a lot of hours to go through all those reports. Some of the folks that don't show up at the public sessions, but, you know, we see them a lot in executive session. Anne-Marie Terzakin, our head of enforcement, just works unbelievably hard. And this year, some of her top people were out on maternity leave, and so she had to really shoulder a lot of the burden herself for a tremendous amount of work, and I am just so appreciative of it. And David Kolker, our head of litigation, who has really had a great year defending us and has had some great victories in court and is really a terrific litigator. There's no one I'd rather be represented by. I didn't really plan to do this, otherwise I would have written down everybody's names, and as a result of not having written it all down in advance, and I don't have a little directory handy, I know I have forgotten many people, but throughout this building there are, you know, 350 people who are devoted to the mission of this agency, and again, for the hard work in the beginning of the year when nobody noticed and everybody kept saying we weren't doing anything, and for the hard work at the end of the year when things got really frenzied and frenetic, I'm just incredibly appreciative, and I, as I know all of my colleagues are as well, and I wish everyone a wonderful, well-deserved holiday season.
One more quick comment. I wanted to tell something that really meant a lot to me about my staff and Brad in particular. And when I had my dormancy, I was no longer commissioner, and so, but Brad held out hope that something would get worked out. But I had to leave to go back to Nevada. I think it was like we had a hearing on December 14th. I was leaving the 15th or 16th, and so I came down one night and I packed up everything and all my boxes and put them away, and I left one picture of my son and my wife and when I got sworn in the first time on there, just in case I was going to come back. That was the only thing left in the whole office. And so, of course, the next morning, Brad calls and said, "Geez, what have you done?" You know, he says, "It's not over yet." And I said, "Well, it probably is, but if it isn't, then we can always put it back." And so, sure enough, you know, the end of the year came and went. But Brad was the one that kept in touch with me day in and day out on how things were. We would definitely look at the politics going on and try and analyze and predict what might happen to the commission and to the commissioners, and through that he held my hand and kept my head high, and I'll never forget his loyalty and just conscientious attention to the hope that maybe it'll work out. And then came Stacy and Tom, and they had both have you know, balanced out the policy and enforcement assistance that I've had. It's just been great, and I will count on them looking forward to the upcoming year with all of them, and just want to say how much it's meant so far to have their support and kind of how it came about. So Brad, if things get tough, don't leave.
Or if they get tough, it's all your fault.
Anything else?
Any management and administrative matters?
None.
Thank you. With that, if there's nothing else for the good of the order, General Counsel, have anything? Nope. Okay. Meeting adjourned.